Chapter 124, Prohibition of Using the Skin of the Leopard. 811. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, do not ride on saddles made from silk or leopard skin. Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith prohibits Muslim men from using fur and the leopard's hide. In fact, the non-Muslim contemporaries of the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to wear them, since they had an Epicurean lifestyle, unconcerned about the hereafter. The Muslims were dissuaded from emulating their example. The motive behind the ban of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was to help believers in acquiring a sense of taqwa, consciousness of Allah, fear of Allah. As for pure silk, Muslim men are totally disallowed to use it. Even the saddle cloth must not be made of silk. The same rule applies to any usable thing made from the leopard's hide, because it is expressive of arrogance and also bears a resemblance to the non-Muslim way of life. 812. Abul Malih, on the authority of his father, reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, prohibited the use of the skins of wild animals. Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasai. Another narration in At-Tirmidhi is, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, forbade the use of the skins of wild animals in making firash, i.e. something to sit on or lie down on, such as cushions, pillows, covers, spreads, saddles, etc. Commentary. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, has forbidden the use of hide of wild beasts. Explaining the ban by the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, some say that even the tanning process cannot wipe out hair from a beast's hide. As a result, it retains some impurity. Others think that the prohibitive order is related only to the untanned hides and is inapplicable to the tanned ones. This opinion also goes since such hides are used by extravagant and arrogant people, and its use by Muslims may hold them analogous to the former. But Imam Ash-Shawqani is of the view that the hides of beasts, whether tanned or untanned, must not be used. We also have in view the saying of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, tanning purifies every hide. Yet in the light of the current hadith, it will be considered as specific. The hides of beasts will remain unclean and unusable in all circumstances.